A huge commitment that many folks make, and we're so grateful that they do, is making that huge step to adopt a child. And Barnardo's have got an information night covering all of that, everything involved in that, happening on Thursday, June 8th. From Barnardo's, it's Julie Watkins. Good morning, Julie. I guess we'll take it back a step this morning and sort of what exactly are we looking for in terms of applicants? So if someone's listening thinking, yeah, maybe we might want to do that, what are you looking for?
Okay, so we're having an information session over here at our Barnardo's office in Katara on Thursday, the 8th of June, and I guess this is just a night for those people who've possibly been thinking, you know, wondering what adoption is through Barnardo's, and just want to come and get a little bit more of a sense of what adoption is. So we provide here adoptive placements for children whom the Children's Court has deemed are never able to safely go home and live with their birth parents. And they come into our program with permanent carers, and then we support the carers to adopt those children. But it's a process that takes quite, could take up to 2 years. So for people that are interested in hearing about what that process is, and also, adoption in this state now under legislation is open adoption. So children grow up knowing where they've come from and who their birth parents are, and they have ongoing contact with their birth parents. That could be by face-to-face contact visits or letters and cards. And so often applicants who are interested in adopting a little bit, they don't understand what open adoption entails and what their responsibilities in that would be. So that's an opportunity for them to come along and hear about open adoption.
Julie, that's a huge change, isn't it, from times gone by where, for the most case, it was like you didn't really have that ongoing contact with your birth parents if you're in the adoption system. Am I right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, Mark, we've learned from our mistakes of the past. So most adopted people, when they grew up, would tell you that they grew up with this a sense of like a void and wanting, a deep sense of wanting to know where they came from. And there was a lot of grief and loss in adoption practices in the past. So we've learned from that now. And so adoption is very open. The birth parents are a very significant part of their child's life growing up. And that's really good for them too, because they get to see that their children are loved and nurtured and well cared for.
Now, if somebody is thinking, I would, they really have that caring heart at home and they would like to get involved, obviously it is a huge process. You said it can take up to a couple of years. What can you take us through some of the steps and some of the things that process may entail?
Sure. So, look, we accept applicants from all walks of life. Applicants can be couples, married, de facto, same-sex couples, or single people, and with or without children. But applicants have to be 25 or older. And I guess, we want people who genuinely love children and want to bring children into their family and are very nurturing and patient and kind. If people are interested, there is quite a rigorous assessment process which involves about 6 interviews in an applicant's home, and then we provide 3 days of training. So that's just to become an authorised carer and prospective adoptive applicant with us. And then once a carer is authorised, they go into a pool, and we do matched placements at Barnardo's. So we match a child with a carer family, and so a family might sit in a pool for some weeks or even up to a couple of years. And then once the child is placed, after about a year, and if that placement is going very well, we then start to move towards an adoption application.
It is a massive process, but we understand it's
very
rewarding.
Has to be that way. Yeah. Well, it's yes, because we're wanting to find nurturing families for our children who aren't able to live at home safely with their parents. So, yes, it has to be a rigorous process. But those applicants who have children placed with them will tell you that it's just been life-changing and so rewarding for them.
Thursday, June the 8th, it will happen. Can you just tell us exactly whereabouts you guys are, Julie?
So we're in the Homemaker Centre at Katara. It's Suite 2, Level 2 in OTP House, which is at 10 Bradford Close, Katara.
Wonderful.
And if people are intending on coming, it's probably good to give us a call so we can, we can fit everybody in, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, I'll let you go and continue all that organising, Julie. It is a little bit away yet, Thursday, June 8th at OTP House at Katara.